is Erica, and today is Wednesday, the 24th, and I'm excited to be here with you today. I'm gonna work on something that has been sort of an albatross for me. So this is something that, you know, I've chosen to take on a lot in this lifetime, and this is poverty consciousness. So today we're gonna look at releasing ties to poverty and inviting wealth and abundance in. And being in a wealthy and abundant state is expansive. And being in an impoverished state is contractive. And through the tools of access consciousness, it's one of the things that they talk about, which is just not rocket science, but it's very true, in my opinion, is that it's almost impossible to be in expansion and contraction at the exact same time. So at some point, you're going to look at choosing differently in order to shift your experience. So, So as I look at poverty, it's an exceptionally contractive state. It's a small state. It generally, everyone comes from a different levels of poverty consciousness, if this is something you have struggled with in your lifetime. And a lot of it can be imprinted or carried in from your parents' genetic code or beliefs. It can also come. One time I did a past life regression with someone, and we saw poverty back six generations to Ireland. We traced it into famine in Ireland when we looked at the sort of the genetic code that had set poverty for me way back before I was born. And so what I wanted to just share with you today is, as we are shifting that energy, it's going to be somewhat uncomfortable. There is a flying by the seat of the pants sensation sometimes, because as you let go of one set of beliefs and change and welcome an awakening of a new paradigm, the expansion energy comes in. The expansion energy is basically nothing like the energy that you had before around your experience, your life experience, your finances, your ability to have money flow for you easily, your ability to charge for your services easily. As you look at charging for your services easily, and part of what happens is if you're in contraction when you set that, you're going to have a contractive experience delivering it. Do you see? So as you stand in expansion, as you're building your offerings, that is so different. Everything, when it's coming from a source of energy, is going to behave like that energy. So, and then you're sovereign as far as what energy you bring. So that you, as you own your energy, as you, control is kind of the wrong word, because it's more like an allowing of source God energy through you than a controlling, because source God energy is always expansive. It's always in the abundance. It's always in the wealth, because truly, truth, is there plenty of everything on the planet? Yes. Right? There's just plenty of everything. There's plenty of everything. So I invite you today to take a moment, take stock of contractive or poverty-based beliefs. Just take a moment and kind of give them a little gaze and see if you can't loosen their hold on you. See if you can't look for a different way of experiencing wealth in your life. And as you step up into an expanded consciousness, you're going to possibly take note of how well you can actually have a different life, one step at a time, one choice at a time, one little wiggle at a time. And I'm reminded to remind you, of something that showed up for me when I was helping one of my friends with her relationship struggles. And I saw this image of a golf ball's interior and lots and lots and lots of rubber bands that were like rubber band, rubber band, rubber band, rubber band. And so it became this big ball. And just expand that now by like 30 times and look at a ball that's like 10 feet tall. And look at all those rubber bands and rubber bands and rubber bands and rubber bands and rubber bands to build it. And so if you've chosen poverty for a long time and you're deciding it's time for you to be in wealth, it might seem to you like you are unraveling gobs of rubber bands. And so don't give up. Don't stop. Don't let go of the journey. Look for the things that'll teach you. Look for the people that'll teach you. Look for new ways of learning what it is that you require for you to shift this once and for all, because you can shift this once and for all. This energy can be shifted. You can live in abundance, and it is indeed a birthright if you are willing to keep going and not. The other thing that showed up for me when I was sending out a message about building a podcast was like, don't keep score so hard. Look at what you bring. Like, what are you bringing? What are you bringing to this equation? What energy are you bringing? Because the constant like looking at the score can be contractive, and then you just absolutely, basically, you can wreck months of good work by turning into a critical nightmare of a contracted being. And it's really easy to get back into being contracted because we have lots and lots of role models. Most people have generations back of contracted role models that they can find if they are so inclined, like my grandmother who grew up in the Depression, that kind of thing. She lived to 96. She was very cool, but she had a very interesting, penny pinching way about her. So if we look for evidence of the contracted energy, it's all around. And to be in the space of expansion around money means you're going to be rejecting the status quo. And the status quo doesn't really like being rejected very much. So when you're in the ear of nothing's working, everything's terrible, you're going to find a lot more like sympathy and collective unconscious validation of your woes, and it's going to be like, yeah, life is hard, yeah, nothing really works. You can find the validation for that really easily. It's a little more challenging to find the validation for this really works well and everything's easy and it's all turning out and everything's coming my way and everything's happening so that I can learn. I'm on my trajectory and I'm dealing with this. I'm learning from this. I'm behaving differently as a result of this. So, gosh, every time I do a show, I feel like sometimes I get all over the map, but really I'm coming back to center here and just inviting you to step up into your abundance mindset and inviting you to step into your expansion mindset and see if you can do one new thing today, one little step, one choice that's in the expansion energy, one choice that's truly a beautiful choice for you, and see if you see what that does to you psychologically. So it might be getting your toes done, your girl or a man. So yeah, that's my advice for you today. And if you happen to be listening to this before my heart chakra clearing event, it is happening on the 24th at 11 a.m. California time. So you may have already missed it, but don't worry, I always do these things. And you can go to Energy Clearing for Life and you can opt in, log in, choose it, and you'll get the replay if you missed it. And we're going to be doing, wow, almost an hour of clearing the energy around one's heart. And this is just a phenomenal body of work. When we do this, when we carefully clear our heart chakra energy, oh my gosh, it opens us up to love so differently, everyone in our lives and ourselves. So with that, I'll bid you adieu. Have a most amazing day. Energyclearingforlife.com for more information and show more events and working with me. Thanks.